Once Republicans acknowledge that rates are going up for top earners, we believe that an agreement is very achievable.
I expect my good friend, the majority leader, to decline this chance to support the president and this laughable proposal, because they know it couldn't even pass if it were set at a bare majority.
The House will not adjourn the 112th Congress until a credible solution to the fiscal cliff has been found.
All right, do you think they're going to come up with a credible solution? My oh my, I guess they should have their presence sent to the Hill if truly that's what's going to happen. That was Eric Cantor there saying that. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So here is where we are again at the crossroads of absolutely nothing. Nothing new, nothing's happened, and everybody is blaming everybody else and running around like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off. So, fiscal cliff or not, time waits for no man. You can't stop time. And here we sit with 3.5 weeks to go. Before you know it, it's the end of the year, and we are off that cliff together. They shoved us off that cliff. Ultimately, what will it mean for you? What does it mean for me? It means for all of us, there's going to be some kind of a pinch. I don't care if you are the sweating it out middle class that everybody seems to say they care about so much and they're trying to save, but they're not doing anything to save the middle class, meaning really the Republicans or the Democrats. Everybody's embracing the middle class, but what are they doing for the middle class? So what'll ultimately happen to every single one of us is we're going to either lose some money, which would happen with the Bush tax cuts not being extended, or we're going to pay some more money, probably a combination of both in some way, and it just depends on where you fall on the scale and where you live really is key, because in our more expensive places to live areas, like New York City or San Francisco, Los Angeles, just about anywhere in California, and really just about anywhere in New York, the poor suckers who live upstate are going to feel like they're living downtown in a penthouse, because their tax rate is going to be something like 52%. And when I say their tax rate, it's because of things that the state will lose when we all dive off this mythical cliff together. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, really wants to sit down with the president again. They have had a lot of conversations lately. So ultimately, what's going to be offered up there between donuts and coffee, I don't know. House members are saying we're heading home early. So the Republicans feel like they're being victimized, and the Democrats say the Republicans are holding us hostage. It is great melodrama in Washington. Unfortunately, because all of us are hit by this, I think we're just tired of it. This is the best time of our lives, the tail end of the year, right, supposedly? Because you're happy, woohoo, if it was a bad year, forget about it. You're ushering in a new year. If it was a good year, then you feel good about it and you're looking forward to getting into the next year, celebrating, being with family, moving on to new relationships, new jobs, whatever. Or just kicking back and eating and watching football games, whatever it is. And they are raining on our parade. They are ruining it with all this nonsense of making deals or not leaving or finding a way to fix it when they're still not getting to the heart of the matter, and it's just about numbers. It's just about money and numbers. There's only so much you can do with the numbers, because the fuzzy math isn't going to work here. It's not like running a corporation where you can have the real books and the books that are, let's say, fudged. And these numbers aren't adding up, and nobody seems to do much about it. Really, just the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, they're the ones sounding the alarms and saying, oh, listen, this is not really the true numbers, because if this happens, we're going to owe this much more. And I guess ultimately that's the problem. We're in debtor's hell. It's like we're all in prison because of what happened before us and the idiots who messed it all up. But it doesn't matter. We're all Americans. We're in this together now, and we're stuck. So whoever you elected from your area to vote on matters of taxation or letting cuts expire or ultimately what they said about where the budget was going, this is what you get. You guess you're rolling the dice, and now this is all playing out in Washington. So you're going to see some definite increases and changes in some areas of your life. Even if it's just a little bit, you'll feel it, you'll see it when you look at your checks, especially the Bush tax cuts expire. That's a definite middle class hit, because it's a couple thousand dollars, and a couple thousand dollars might not matter so much as to a millionaire, but somebody who is scrambling around, sweating it out, living check to check, it does matter, because that $80 or whatever it is, every check, if you add it up in the year's time, that's filling up on gas, it's getting some groceries, that's grabbing a burger through the drive-through window when you're on your way to your second job. I mean, you get it. You can certainly stretch that depending on the size of your family to where you ultimately will use it. So we're all getting a big present from Washington. We just don't know what it's going to look like. And there's no way to know at this point. Will there be some kind of a Band-Aid? I always seem to think that that's what happens. We hit the button and we're at DEFCON all of a sudden, even though this has been going on for a while. And once we are in that final stretch, somebody says, whoa, we got to trip the switch. We got to come up with a way to temporarily solve this, and then we'll deal with it when we come back. But I don't know that they can deal with it when they come back. And so maybe I was wrong about the Band-Aid. Maybe we're not going to see a Band-Aid at all, and it's just going to be a push. And that's probably what's going to happen here. We're probably going to see a push, and that is so unacceptable. I don't think people are going to realize what hit them until they're blindsided by it when they see what happens with taxes. And I'm talking property taxes, I'm talking about income in their own states that will be ultimately affected by what happens in Washington. All right, coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, a jazz legend dies, one that you might not have ever heard of, but had heavy influence in the music industry. Even today, you can hear his influences. And we're mentioning him because my family, when I was born, had a Siamese cat, and they named him after this guy. Are you curious? Well, we'll fill in the details on that one for you. Plus a few other odds and ends, things that happened on the day that you won't believe. Or maybe you will. This is 2012. It's time to say goodbye to 2012 and hello to 2013, even though we don't know really what it's going to look like. So hang with us. Do you want to throw in your 2 cents? You certainly can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Jazz. I bet you've heard that piece of music before, even if you're not a jazz aficionado. That's Dave Brubeck. He has died at the age of 91. He died of heart failure on Wednesday. Wow, just one day short of his 92nd birthday. People love this guy. He was one of these jazz musicians who, he was a piano guy, and he had a buddy who was part of his ensemble who was an alto sax guy, Paul Desmond, and they were, you know, one of those iconic jazz ensembles, they would say, of the 50s and 60s, when this music was really popular, hit all the college campuses, played at festivals and concerts and all that kind of stuff.
Anybody that was in band played this song, too.
Did you play it?
I was in jazz band. So
oh, you were?
Yeah, I was a drummer.
Yeah, oh, well then definitely you would know this. And So Matt's right. See that? So it spans the generations. Even pieces of his music, it still endures even today. And whether it's band practice or in a smoky bar somewhere in a jazz spot, his piano playing was the thing that was just amazing. And our cat was named Brubeck. So my family, my mom and dad, when I was born, they were into Brubeck's music, and they named our Siamese cat Brubeck. I used to think about that, and just like the music, he was a cool customer, and eventually Brubeck lived 17 years and just disappeared, because of course that's how Brubeck was going to die. And this guy was incredible, lived a very long life, really gave back to a lot of people, and did dates, you know, almost to the end of his life. He was doing dates and concerts and wrote music and practiced and passed it on to other people and influenced generation after generation after generation. Ken Burns did a mini series called Jazz, and he was, you know, he was interviewed in that. He was part of that, and he talked about, you know, he talked about his music. He talked about what it was like, and he talked about feeling so honored that so many people actually wanted to play his music. So, very cool. Very cool. A life well lived. That's a good way to say it. A man who was known to have a very, very big heart. What a send-off for Dave Brubeck. All over the place, people are talking about his influences. 91, just one day. Short of 92, like I said. All right, a couple of quick interesting stories that happened while you were working, sleeping, or otherwise just tuning out life. Besides the fiscal nonsense that we keep talking about, there were certainly other things that happened in the country. And one of the things that's interesting, I think, to follow is now that we've had the elections and we're getting ready for new people to show up in Washington in January, and we're getting ready to get rid of some of this Congress, a little bit of this Congress anyway, there'll be a whole set of new issues. One of the things that could be a very big new issue is what happens with the legalization of marijuana in two states that voted to legalize marijuana, Colorado and Washington State. That kicks in right now. Right now, people listening to America Tonight could be smoking pot legally, meaning if they have a certain amount, they're allowed to smoke it. They can't walk down the street. It's like open containers. They can't walk down the street smoking pot, or at least they can, but if they get caught, they're fined, just like you would for walking with a beer bottle down the street. So there's going to be some, I think, hazy things in this, what the feds are saying versus what's happening in these two areas. In Washington State, they called it Initiative 502. So it's, you know, they're trying to come up with rules for growing and selling and all that other kind of stuff. And if you can't get it through medical marijuana, and only people with a prescription go into these stores and get it, that was my number one question. How are people going to get pot? So it's legal. What, do you go to a pot dealer? You know, you really want some just because you want to try it or whatever the reasoning is, and you're going to find the pot dealer on the corner. I would think, well, isn't that criminal because that's not legalized? And the state will take over managing marijuana sales. So does the black market get bigger? Does the state make more money? I think there's a lot of crazy questions that are going to have to be answered, that I think there's going to be some problems for both states trying to figure out the recreational pot smoker. And in Colorado, I think it's going to be much easier than in Washington State, because already they have medical marijuana stores all over the place, and their system runs pretty smoothly. Now they've got the pot decriminalization initiative to deal with, and it's certified now. So here's the key. Think of marijuana, trafficking marijuana, as a federal crime, but now recreational pot use isn't. So it's kind of could be a little bit gray. Does that mean you can go in and you can get small amounts? Because it is small amounts that you can go in and get and buy and then what, come back and then buy some more? I mean, there's no limit to what you can buy. And possessing how much is legal versus illegal and the whole growing thing, this could drag on for a while. I think they're definitely going to have problems in divvying up what is fair and what isn't. What is right and what isn't right. Even they've talked about some people aren't thinking about this, but some of the bigger companies are thinking about it. How do you enforce pot laws with, like, workers who are high? So if somebody comes into work high now and they're actually hiding it, but it's legal. So they come into work and they're stoned. What is the level of where you could say you could fire somebody? It would be like somebody coming to work on other kind of drugs. And what if workplaces are supposedly drug-free? You know, you'll see signs sometimes drug-free environment. So how do you split that up? And how it is in Seattle now, people 21 and over can possess up to an ounce of marijuana or 16 ounces of solid marijuana-infused products, they say, meaning cookies, meaning brownies, that kind of stuff. But that's not going to be the norm, the packaging it that way. I don't see that. So the police, while if this is ironed out, it could be smooth eventually. I think it's going to be tough to figure out. In the interim, 21, so if 21 is the age, like drinking, that would mean, what, universities and colleges wouldn't allow smoking pot on campus? And I guess they would just keep it that way. But what if somebody's 21, which some of the people, lots of the people would turn 21, or maybe they'd be older going to college? So there's some confusion, I think, that's going to have to be dealt with there. Without a doubt. Now it's in play. Colorado probably smoother for them than Washington State. However, it's not going to be easy to figure out what works and I think what works and what doesn't work. Because not so much of the criminal side of it, but the distribution side, the buying side, what happens with the taxation and what about the growing part of it, and what are you able to, how much are you able to grow, and are you able to pass that on? I guess you couldn't sell it because you wouldn't have a license, so who knows? I think there's going to be some headaches in the beginning, and then let's see what happens if it isn't dialed back once it's underway. But now it's for real in Colorado and Washington State. It's not just medical anymore.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hanging nails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle. That'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Washington State, people are ready to light them up. That's a doobie. Walking down the street, smoking a little pot. Lighten the load. Get rid of that stress. We are a nation of sweaters. Even in Washington, as they live check to check between their Starbucks gigs and places that they're playing the rockabilly music or alternative music or whatever it might be. Anyway, marijuana possession is still at the tug of war that's going on in Seattle. And remember, Washington State said, yeah, to marijuana. So that's going to become the first state in the nation that legalized marijuana possession for adult use. However, the city attorney for Seattle was quick to tell people to not to celebrate by puffing in public. That even though we have marijuana legalized, it takes effect on Thursday. It was passed by voters last month, so we don't drop the ball on this. It actually kicks in on Thursday. I have a good friend who lives in Seattle. They've been talking about this ever since the election. And anyone 21 or older that has an ounce or less of pot, there's no criminal. They can't get picked up for that. There's no criminal sanctions for it. It also legalizes possession of up to 16 ounces of solid marijuana-infused stuff like pot brownies and 72 ounces of weed in liquid form. I must confess, I do not understand weed in liquid form. I get the brownies and the baked goods and just pure pot, but maybe I'm getting too old. I don't know. Weed in a liquid form. Someone explain. So they're dismissing these misdemeanor marijuana possession cases, and they're getting them all off the books. It's done. It's Initiative 502. That's what it was when people went and voted for it. But you still can't light up in a public place. So going into a concert, going into a ball game, whatever, cannot light up a joint. Can't do it. If you're smoking in public, then they can apparently go after you. However, I think that there'd be some problems with that, too. I guess you would get a ticket. It's like the alcohol thing. So you can't walk down with an open container, walk down the street with an open container. That's the same thing with marijuana. However, you know, think about the outdoor celebration kind of things and the crowds that you get at some of these outdoor spots where they're already smoking pot anyway. Now it could get trickier. You'd have to run around. I guess the cops would have to run around with giant ticket books and be handing out a lot of tickets. Because if you're in public and you're smoking, you get like a $100 fine. So it'd be like a traffic citation. However, Seattle has a hemp fest. It's a three-day festival, if you will, that celebrates marijuana and hemp products. They had it this past August. 80,000 people were there. 80,000 people. And reportedly they were all stoned, so they stayed a couple extra days. But they do it every single year, and it gets bigger and bigger. So what a cultural change this, I guess in a sense this is for Washington State in general. And I'll be curious to see what happens here. But it's odd because, you know, you're still talking about a federal crime, and I think I'm trying to work out the kinks will be wild to watch. That's why it works for news you can abuse, because we really don't know where this is going. In Colorado, they have the same problem. They approved it in November, and people can grow small amounts. You can have small amounts of pot, and you can smoke it in your house. You can do whatever, recreational purposes. It's legal. It's legal to be sold. You can buy it in stores. They have a lot of stores in Colorado. It's just like liquor, but you cannot walk down the street and smoke pot. And here's the other thing I wonder. It's kind of like the deal with alcohol and drunk drivers. Well, you know, if you get pulled over, you could have half a sobriety test, or you could be asked to take a sobriety test. And then, you know, it's whether or not what the legal amount is for drunk driving. Well, for this initiative in Colorado, they have a marijuana impairment while driving standard that they set. So all of that kicks in on Thursday. How about that? And Thursday, life changes right now for the people in Washington and Washington State and for the people in Colorado. And I wonder if other states will follow suit. So Jack from Down Under would only know this. He says cannabis resin liquid, it's dripped onto cigarettes. When I said I didn't know what the liquid form was. So it's, how about that? I would have never, thank you, Jack, I would have never in a million years have come up with that. I've never heard of that. But all of this stuff now is legal. So kids that want to smoke pot in dorm rooms can do it without fear of, you know, some RA banging the door down. I suppose if they had lots and lots of plants, because it's only a small amount, that you can get away with, but you cannot do it in public without getting a ticket. However, you wouldn't be dragged through the court system, and this was part of the reason some people said yes to it. Is it a mistake, or was it a smart thing to happen, and should this happen in other states? Will we save a lot of money, and will we be able to focus on other criminals instead of busting up small-town people or small-town guys just smoking pot or growing a little weed or whatever? I don't know. We've had plenty of people from rehab centers on that say this is totally a gateway drug and it's a big mistake. And then we've had, like, a former police chief in Los Angeles come on and say that this would be such a game changer for California because they could tax it. They could make money on it. They are drowning in debt. And why go after people for these tiny amounts? It clogs up the courts. It could definitely be a money maker for the state, and you just think how the cartels would feel if all the states adopted the marijuana, legalization of marijuana. How would they feel about that? All the states, would that cut into their profits? I would have to say, yeah, it would have to cut into some of the profits. Because some people would push the line for sure. We know they're going to push the line. Maybe they only have a little bit, but it's a little bit more. Maybe the guy down the street has a little bit more. And then this also plays into, well, where are you buying your pot? You could go to one of the stores. I suppose that's what you would do. Maybe I might be answering my own question. But what about the person who sells it? What does that mean? There's a whole bunch of twisted things in here. Suppose if you have now, if you're selling it, you'd have to become legal and get a license. I'd like a pot license. And it's not for medical marijuana. It's to, yes, I could sell medical marijuana, but just to sell marijuana, period. All right, another thing that fits into the news you can abuse segment here quickly is a story that I came across about this base jumper near Grand Canyon. I don't know how many people listening have ever been to Grand Canyon. If you ever have a chance to go to the Grand Canyon, go. It's very cool. It's very weird in one way. If you don't like hike down it or do something around the canyon, you're just awestruck. You look out and it's amazing to look at the Grand Canyon, but then you're done. So a Norwegian guy plunged 1,000 feet to his death, they say. And what was he doing? He was doing that base jumping stuff near the Grand Canyon. And what he did was he struck a vertical cliff and he spiraled out of control. His parachute didn't open. And he's with a couple of other base jumpers and they were on one of the trails. And, you know, a lot of people do the base jumping thing. Then what you do is you leap off of something tall, you jump off of something tall and you use a parachute to break your fall. That's how you get the whole thing, the base, you know, they do the buildings, antennas, all that kind of stuff. And unfortunately, his buddies are with him, can you imagine? And they're watching him fall to his death. And I guess a gust of wind blew him against the canyon wall, and then that was it. And the parachute didn't deploy, so he just spiraled down the rest of the way. And it'd be pretty tough to survive that. I'm sure that the friends knew when they saw what happened that, unfortunately, this was not going to be a good result here. And I don't know, there are a lot of things that you can do where you skate on the line, thrill-seeking things. And I would think base jumping is one of them. So he was an experienced base jumper, had done it hundreds and hundreds of times, and it was just, unfortunately, the parachute didn't open. They checked it or whatever, but it didn't end up very good for him in the end in trying to jump off that one spot off of this trail canyon, and that was it. You know, once it doesn't open, the buddies couldn't help him. There's nothing he could do. That's my problem even with jumping out of an airplane. Some of you might have jumped. You might not have gone to the Grand Canyon, but you've done skydiving before, and once I almost did it. I came so close. If my friend down the street had decided to definitely go, I would have done it. I would have done it in West Virginia, but he chickened out at the last second, and so that was it. That was my best opportunity, and I pulled away from it. Now, forget it. With all the stories I've read about chutes not opening, no way. Stay with with us. What a story we have for you next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Everybody knows how I feel about the Constitution and the government usurping its authority and trampling on rights, different rights that we've seen suddenly eroding. Well, last week, the Bay Area family, known for their oysters, the Drake's Bay Oyster Company. It's right there along Point Reyes National Seashore. I used to live in Cali, and boy, I'll tell you what, nothing better. So here's the thing. What happens when you get this news from the Secretary of the Interior, Ken Salazar, and he tells you that you can no longer stay on National Park Service land, and you got to shut down your business. Wow, you got to shut down your business. So where did this come from all of a sudden from afar, and what rights does the family have to come back? Because basically, what it seems to be to me is, Salazar and others who would have been behind this didn't comply with National environmental laws, and they violated the constitutional rights of this family, and they are putting their hands in the cookie jar. They're illegally taking millions of dollars of his property. So joining us now is the man that we're talking about, Kevin Lunny. Kevin, I'll tell you what, this had to be just disheartening, first of all, to receive the news. What was that like? I mean, it had to have blindsided you.
Oh, it was actually horrible. We didn't expect it at all. We had gone through torture with the National Environmental Policy Act through an EIS that took years and millions of taxpayer dollars. And it was actually tragic because it was the NEPA document was so bad that it was criticized by the National Academy of Sciences. It was essentially unusable. And so Secretary Salazar went ahead and made his decision anyway without even the legal public comment period for the EIS and just said he made it, based on law and policy. Well, those law and policies, according to our attorneys, were not followed.
And so one of the things that as you're pursuing this, the one of the things that you've clearly said, and it's been reported, I might have actually read it in the Times the other day or something, but you're not denying that, first of all, that your lease expired, but that the government didn't follow, as we're talking about here, the proper procedures in making the decision, and especially, as you mentioned, in the periods after the environmental impact report. Were you stunned that that's what happened, that there wasn't that period to do the review, et cetera, and for the comments?
That was just part of it. You know, we were at the end of a 40-year agreement, but it's explicitly renewable. And the Point Reyes National Seashore is filled with ranches. It's all working landscapes. It's a mm-hmm. seashore, not a national park. Mm-hmm. So this was agreements that Congress made many years ago to keep the working landscapes. But recently, only a few years ago, the Park Service has decided, well, maybe they want to start getting rid of us. So they made some outrageous claims of catastrophic environmental harm. They were all misrepresented, and those aren't my words. That's the words of the Interior's Inspector General. That's the words of the National Academy of Sciences. That's the words of the Interior Solicitor's Office that completely reprimanded the Park Service officials. So each one of those people that were reprimanded got promotions. That false science made it into this NEPA document, which we were really confident that if it went through the proper public review, it would get corrected so that Secretary Salazar could exercise his authority to renew. Instead, one day before our permit expired, mm-hmm. He called our farm, but the secretary himself called me and said, Kevin, I'm instructing the Park Service to allow your permit to expire. And so now, and you have 90 days to get out. And the problem is, it's a farm. It's not a store where you sell the stuff off your shelves. We have 8 or 10 million juvenile oysters in the bay. So we're going to lose all that property. Millions of dollars worth of oysters have to be disposed of, thrown away. 30 people lose their jobs and their homes, many of them their homes. It's going to destroy a coastal community and a coastal economy, because we have 50,000 visitors a year that really drive the local economy, the restaurants and the bed and breakfasts and the shops. So our community of Marin County is in complete outrage because the Interior Department just paid no attention to what the people really want.
Yeah. And so as you say, the 90 days you filed the lawsuit, is the hope that you can get this as fast as you can to sort of stave this off and ride through the 90 days? What do the lawyers say about that?
Well, what we're going to do before this is all, we're farmers. This whole legal stuff is new to us. But we're going to do ask for an injunction to hold off the Park Service from throwing us out in 90 days. If we can, until the court case is completed.
Yeah. What's obviously, you were talking about this, the impact on the area, the visitors, 50,000 a year right there, Marin County, beautiful for people who haven't been there. It's, as I said, it's one of the most beautiful places, that entire area that I've been to, and people are very familiar with your company. And as you mentioned, the people that you employ, they have to be obviously very concerned, might lose houses. Are you getting a lot of feedback from others, though, in your area who are saying, hey, we want to support you. Can we sign a petition? Can we call somebody? Are you finding that you're getting a lot of that?
There's huge support. There's outrage and a lot of support coming forward, which we really, that's what's keeping us going because it's so devastating. And it's devastating to the state. The state reserved the rights to continue to issue shellfish leases when they transferred the land to the seashore. And so this is actually usurping states' rights, too, because we produce almost 40% of the oysters grown in California. We operate the last oyster cannery in the state. So this is really going to devastate the sustainable seafood system of our state, too.
Yeah. How about tapping on some of those politicians? Have you gotten to that point where you've called up, Dianne Feinstein or somebody else and told them about it? Because obviously the economic impacts of that, I think they'd be interested in it.
Well, actually, quite honestly, Dianne Feinstein's paid close attention to this for years. She has been extremely frustrated with the misrepresentations and dishonesty by the Park Service. She said so. She has sent multiple letters to Secretary Salazar, and frankly, the secretary seemed to not respond.
Wow, it just makes you shake your head. And as you said, 40% of the oysters, that is absolutely staggering. What about the other businesses? There have to be other businesses that are in the same boat, correct?
Well, no, they actually singled us out. The ranchers around us are all, of course, concerned. The Interior Department says, oh, we love the ranchers, and they're going to stay. Mm. But the ranchers have seen this as kind of the first domino. I agree with that. I do not. From the disingenuous things that have been said and done by the National Park Service does not give us any, real faith that those words are real. The other oyster farms in the region, we're the only one in the National Seashore. There are some more in a neighboring bay, Tamales Bay.
Mm-hmm.
They're concerned because we supply them with a lot of their oysters to keep their markets going, and because we're the larger supplier, and so they're going to be hurt badly, too.
Yeah. Kevin, tell us before we let you fly, and good luck with the lawsuit, but tell us a little bit about Drake's Bay Oyster Company. How long have you been around?
Well, this has been around probably nearly 100 years.
Ooh.
It's been permitted by California Department of Fish and Game since 1934, and it has the best water quality of any bay or estuary in the state for shellfish aquaculture. It's perfect. The National Park Service came in and purchased it in the 1960s and 70s and made an agreement that it would stay as a pre-existing use, part of the cultural landscapes. And today we've just seen them reverse that agreement.
Yeah. And the you filed the lawsuit this week, so you know, as you said, you're farmers. You don't know much about the legal stuff, but you're learning. And how do the lawyers feel? Pretty confident that this is a good fight?
They do. Actually, they're pretty amazed by the activities and the conduct of these federal officials. They're confident that these are pretty clear violations, and but it's still very scary.
Yeah, I understand. Kevin, we wish you the best. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll talk to you again down the road, and good luck with the lawsuit.
Thank you so much.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. position by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.